Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be absolutely glad in it. Hallelujah. I pray to God that you are still praising his holy name. I pray to God that the joy of the Lord is still your strength. And I pray to God, hallelujah, which is the highest praise, shall be on the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah, for all the days to come. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. So many are going through so much, but we are gathered here to pray in the name of Jesus. Because the word says, when two or more come together, touching and agreeing, Jesus himself will be in our midst. So I thank God as we come every Tuesday night, believing God by prayer. It is a supernatural tool that he has given us in the earth realm, and it is effective and powerful. And we thank God for the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. We thank God for you tonight. My name is Pastor Anthony Simmons, joined by my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, the New Creation Church family. And we just thank God for you, hallelujah, and your family during this Thanksgiving week, this Thanksgiving holiday. There is a spirit of Thanksgiving all in the atmosphere, but as Christians, we appreciate and thank God every day, not just on a holiday or a holy day, but we thank God for every day. It is just a good day to be alive. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. The air that you and I breathe belongs to him. So we are grateful that we're still in our right minds, that we still are able to pray to God and see a difference and manifestation of miracles happen in our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray momentarily, but there's a scripture that has been in my spirit coming from 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. The switchboard is filling up, and we thank God for every caller tonight. Carmen, we are praying for you and your mother, and so many looking this way for prayer. We will pray and lift those petitions and supplications up to a holy God tonight as we go into our hour of prayer. But 2 Samuel chapter 22, beginning at verse 1, this is David's song of thanksgiving. God delivered David in so many areas, but listen to what David penned in the 2 Samuel, the 22nd chapter. It says, and David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies and out of the hand of Saul. Verse 2 says, and he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death compass me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compass me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried to my God, and he did hear my voice out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. Glory be to God. That's why we come every Tuesday night. David said, he is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. I pray that he is your rock tonight. Stand on the rock of God, that solid foundation. He is my fortress. There is a shield of protection around your life that cannot be penetrated by any weapon of the enemy. And he is your deliverer. No matter what tries to keep you bound or in bondage, David said, God was my deliverer, and he is you and my deliverer tonight. Verse 4 said, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. Church, I said he's worthy to be praised. We are calling on the name of the Lord tonight because he is worthy to be praised. Finally, David says in that seventh verse, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and I cried to my God and he did hear my voice. God hears your prayers. He hears your voice. And David said, out of his temple, and my cry did enter into his ears. We'll pray verbally tonight and audibly, but as you pray in your private moments, in your private time, I believe like David, God hears our prayers. Like David, God answers our prayers. Like David, God will deliver you and I in our time of need. So as we pray tonight, allow a song to be stirred up in your spirit. Allow God to minister to you. Even in the times of trouble, allow God, even if everything is going right, to rejoice. Again, I say rejoice always. Heavenly Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we are coming to pray tonight because your word says to pray without ceasing. Men ought always to pray. So, Lord, we come to you with our words. We come to you with our prayers. We come to you lifting up our petitions before you as humbly as we can, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you said if we pray in your name, your Father will honor us in your name and meet our petitions according to his will. So I thank you, Lord, as we pray tonight for one another, as we lift one another up tonight, as we bear each other burdens, Lord, that you would meet every need on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the spirit of thanksgiving. We thank you for even the holiday of thanksgiving that reminds so many people that we should be thankful for life. We should be thankful for a right mind. We should be thankful for a roof over our head and clothes on our back and food on the table. In the name of Jesus, we should have an attitude of gratitude that your mercies are new every morning. Glory be to God. We know that all things work together because we love you tonight. In the name of Jesus, our eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man what you are going to do for us because we love you. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, church. I feel the Holy Ghost, people of God. God is on this prayer line tonight. Whatever you stand in the need of, let that thing be made known to God in the name of Jesus. And our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above everything that we can ever ask or imagine. The word says, ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be made open in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we are asking right now. You said we have not because we ask not. And David asked you to deliver him from the enemies. David asked you to give him the victory in battle. David asked you in the name of Jesus to deliver him. And that's why we're coming to you tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, meet every need. Allow mortgages to be paid. Allow families to come together and love one another. Allow in the name of Jesus that person looking for gainful employment for a door to be open that no man can shut. Give them favor in the marketplace. Give them favor with the human resource department. Give them favor with the hiring people of influence. In the name of Jesus, those looking for housing, Lord, make a way out of no way with the security and the rent payment and the mortgage payment. in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Those who have marriages that are under fire, Lord, make a way out of no way. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Lord, that single parent, in the name of Jesus, we pray for them, Lord. We pray that every need be met in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, meet every need on this prayer line. We plead the blood over every life in the name of Jesus. Those who are sick in their body, be healed. Decree a thing, the word says, and it shall be established. I speak healing over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Sister Carmen, we speak healing over your life in the area, hallelujah, of your temple of the living God. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you that every disease, every sickness, every infirmity, in the name of Jesus, be delivered right now. Glory be to God. We thank you for freedom, Lord, from affliction. We thank you for delivering us from all kinds of sickness and diseases. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, they have been laid upon you according to your word. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. So I send your word even to Sister Carmen's mother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Be healed. We plead the blood over that situation, and we pray and declare that she is healed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. Every person looking this way for prayer, Lord, make a way out of no way. Hallelujah. You are our shepherd. You restore us according to your loving kindness in the name of Jesus. You anoint us our head with oil. Our cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy, Rashabo Okata, shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So I thank you for every family represented on this line. I thank you for every person on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus. So Lord, bless and bless indeed. Enlarge their territory. Oh, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy on us tonight in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless. Bless indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we love you tonight, and we magnify your holy name. God, there's none like you in heaven or in earth. We thank you for the blessings of the Lord, which are rich and addeth no sorrow. We thank you that all things work together for our good. We thank you that no weapon formed against us will be able to prosper. We thank you that the devil is under our feet tonight. We thank you, Lord, that the bills are already paid. We thank you, Lord, that the job is already secured. We thank you that you satisfy us with long life. Will you satisfy us with longevity in the name of Jesus? So, Lord, we thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength on tonight. We thank you in the name of Jesus for every family, every marriage, every child represented on this prayer line tonight. Lord, make a way out of no way. Lord, bless this generation that's coming up today. Help our young people, Lord, to recognize who you are at an early age. Help our young people, Lord, to get serious about the things of God. Bring the teenagers into the church of the living God. Bring our young people, Lord, to the place of worship where they can worship you in spirit and in truth. Allow our young people, Lord, even the ones that's trying to drop out of high school, allow them to get their diplomas in the name of Jesus. All of our college students, Lord,
good, excelling academically, getting their degrees, their undergraduate degrees, their nursing degrees. In the name of Jesus, Lord, allow the tuition to be paid. Allow the scholarships to be secured. Allow, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that that mother and that father of that child, Lord, give them bonuses, give them increases. Make a way out of no way. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we are praying right now because our trust is in you. You said trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct our path. Somebody need guidance tonight. Somebody need more wisdom tonight. Somebody need a greater discernment tonight. Somebody need greater understanding tonight on how to move forward. So, Lord, we're now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to guide every person under the sound of my voice. I'm asking you to download wisdom that they've never known before. I'm asking you to give them discernment, Lord, even of the evil one that tries to betray them and trick them in this hour. In the name of Jesus, the devil is a liar, and he is a deceiver. Don't believe the lies of the enemy. Take every thought captive and make it obedient to the things of God. Oh, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And right now, Lord, we thank you for the great love. We thank you that we love one another. That's how you said we are your disciples. Our love for one another. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Your word says that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish, but have eternal life. So, Lord, I thank you for heaven. Woo! I thank you for eternal life tonight. I thank you for breakthrough and manifestation of miracles tonight. I thank you in the name of Jesus for deliverance tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Lord, help us with our disciplines. Help us in the name of Jesus as we develop and mature in the things of God. Help us, God, get understanding of who you are in the earth realm. Help us understand your word, the scriptures, Lord. Your word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that what you sent it to do. You said man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So we thank you for the Bible. We thank you for the word of the living God. We thank you that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. So Lord, we thank you, the one who ascended first descended. Oh, glory be to God. And your word says greater works will we do. And we thank you for the greater works. I speak over every life tonight that your ladder will be greater. Ooh. I said your ladder will be greater. Your tomorrow will be better than your yesterday. Next year is going to be better than this year. Next month is going to be better than this month. I said next week is going to be better than this week. I said tomorrow is going to be better than today. Receive it by faith. Glory be to God. Oh, glory. Oh, see, the devil is afraid of you. The devil is trying to come in like a flood. But God said he'll raise up a standard. When you walk through the fire, the word says you won't be burned. When you go through the water, the word says you will not be drowned. When trials come your way, he says count it all joy. Oh, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you for the hardships that draw us closer to you. We thank you for the trials that make us cry out to you. That's what David was saying in that 22nd Samuel. He was saying, I cry out to the Lord in my distress. Oh, beloved, hold on and hang in there. Don't give up. Step up. Glory be to God. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep putting your trust in Almighty God. We're going to take prayer requests a little later, but keep putting your trust in God. Keep praying to a God that can make a difference, that can remove every pain out of your body, that can remove every sickness and disease that the doctor has diagnosed. God has the final word. God has the final authority. God has all the ability. The word says with man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Let me say that again as we pray tonight. I said, with God, all things are possible. That situation that looks impossible to you, those children that look impossible to you, sometimes that marriage that's going through that looks impossible to fix, sometimes that body is not lining up with the word of God. It looks like it's an impossibility, but the word I declare over your life that all things are possible for those who believe. So right now, I pray that God give you increase of faith. I pray for greater understanding. I pray for an increase, a greater anointing on your life tonight. I pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that God continues to raise you up, that God continues to anoint you and empower you, that God continues to encourage you with the Holy Spirit. I decree and declare over every life tonight that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Submit your strategies to God. Submit your plans to God. Submit your will to God. Submit your desire to God, because he says, if you delight in me, I will give you the desires of your heart. So delight yourself in God. Hand your strategies over to God. Let God breathe on the business plan. Let God breathe on your family. Let God breathe on that sick body. Let God breathe on that troubled mind in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, right now, we thank you that you're restoring the praise of your people. We thank you right now that you're restoring their bodies back to health. We thank you right now that you're restoring the money that was lost. We thank you right now that you're giving them a job instead of the job that they lost. We thank you right now, the person that may have lost their home to foreclosure or their apartment to eviction. We thank you for the new apartment. We thank you for the new automobile. We thank you for the new job. Oh, you better hear the Holy Ghost on tonight. It ain't over until God says it's over. I know y'all are saying, Pastor, act like he on fire tonight, because there's something about prayer. There's something about witnessing. There's something about quoting the word of God. That's why he says, meditate on the word day and night, and you'll be like a tree planted near streams of living water. To meditate on the word means to rehearse the word, means to repeat the word, means to regurgitate the word, means to quote the word. It means to speak the word, and then that word will not come back void. Life and death, power of your tongue. I said life and death is in the power of your tongue. Jesus said, I have given you authority. You can speak to sickness. You can speak to disease. You can speak to unemployment. You can speak to lack. You can speak those things that be not as though they were. And God, who is faithful, glory be to God, God who is faithful will honor your prayer requests. God who is faithful will honor your petitions. God who is faithful will stir up the gift of God which is in you. The word says your gift will make room for you in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, that there's no worry on this line tonight. I thank you, Lord, that the spirit of depression has been broken off of your people. I thank you, Lord, that every yoke has been removed by the anointing of Almighty God. I thank you in the name of Jesus that your word says don't worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow have enough worries of its own. So right now, Lord, we pray for stress to be removed. We pray right now, Lord, for sweet rest and sweet slumber, and sweet, in the name of Jesus, sleep for every person under the sound of my voice. In the name of Jesus, no more sleepless nights, no more restless nights, no more trying to do what only God can do. The word says, cast your care upon him because he cares for you. The word says, resist the devil and he will flee. The word says, trust God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, and with all of your soul. The word says that you are more than a conqueror.
The word says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. The word says you are above and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. You are the first and not the last. You shall be the beginning and not the end. The word declares you being the lender and not the borrower. The wealth of the wicked, oh, here the Holy Ghost, has been laid up for the righteous. That's why we pray every Tuesday night, because sickness can't dwell in your body. That's why we pray every Tuesday night, because poverty is not your destiny. That's why we pray every Tuesday night, because depression and stress doesn't belong to the believer. That's why we pray every Tuesday night, because you need your faith, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. I said without faith, it's impossible to please God. So as we open up the prayer line, as Pastor Rebecca prayed on the second half of this prayer hour, as we pray, as we believe God, if there's a prayer request, we're about halfway through. But if there's a prayer request tonight, Pastor Anthony, I need you to lift something up for me. I need to touch and agree with you. I need to believe God for what he's about to do. If there's a prayer request tonight, just press 1 on your phone, and we're going to pray. Attitude of gratitude on this prayer line. Some of us understand that God is at work. Some of us understand that he's working behind the scenes. Some of us are not oblivious to the obvious, that we serve a good God. We serve a righteous God. We serve a holy God. We serve a sovereign God. We serve a God that is able to do the impossible. He's God all by himself. And aside him, there is no other. So we pray to this God. We come to this God. We worship this God. We love this God. We look to this God. We trust this God. We count on this God. We rely on this God. Caller, I see that hand. God is able, people. God is able. No sickness can stand up to him. No amount of debt can stand up to him. No amount of trouble or worry in your mind can stand up to the God that you and I serve. He has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It says, as many as believe on him shall be the sons and daughters of God. Area code 404. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony, and God bless Pastor Rebecca. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give thanks to Jesus for all his blessings and all his grace and everything he has done for me in my life, in my family's life, and in those that I love so dear. I just want to pray for those that now that it's Thanksgiving, they have nowhere to go, nowhere to eat. The homeless people, I want to pray for those that they may find somewhere to go. The weather's really cold, so I just hope that they could find somewhere to go on Thanksgiving and have a meal and, you know, just a little relief of what they're going through right now. That's what I want to pray for. I also want to pray for my aunt that is sick in the hospital right now. And that's it, just for peace and, you know, just for all the glory, all his glory upon everyone, every of his children here on earth.
Hey, amen, amen. We're definitely going to lift that up. It's amazing that you say that because we who have food and Thanksgiving invitations and sometimes a place to go on the holidays, we are mindful that there are people who don't want to be homeless but are homeless. There are people who do want to be fed just on Thanksgiving but every day, and we sometimes take it for granted. So I thank God that you brought that to this prayer line, because on this prayer line we care for the disenfranchised. We care for those who are less fortunate. We care for those who are sometimes overlooked by so many. it's amazing how this is the richest country in the world, and we still have a homeless and hungry all throughout our land. So let us lift that up before God. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, even as Sister Maria, Lord, prayed and brought to our attention, Lord, even during this Thanksgiving holiday, that, Lord, even though the churches sometimes feed the homeless and clothe the naked, sometimes there's not enough resources. So we pray, Lord, even in the frigid weather as the month of November and December are the colder months of the winter, Lord, that you would give shelter to the homeless, that you would allow them, Lord, to have some glimmer of hope and just, Father God, some peace and solace, Lord, in their life during this Thanksgiving holiday with a nice hot warm meal, Lord, with the stuffing and the trimmings and all the dressings in the name of Jesus. Lord, so many are going through so much, whether they're the middle class, the lower class, or whatever status they may have, Lord. We understand, Lord, that this is a different hour. This is a different time in which we're living. Some people, Lord, in the name Jesus need help in this season. So we pray for them right now, Lord, that they would get the invitation, that they would find people that they can fellowship with and have a Thanksgiving holiday with. And thank you, Lord, for our families that we will commune and fellowship with on this Thursday, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, meet the homeless and meet the hungry right where they are. Make a way out of no way. Lord, clothe those who need clothing. Give them a warm building, Lord. Give them a warm bed to rest their head in. Lord, allow them to have the necessities, Lord, in the name of Jesus, like bathing facilities and the necessities that we need to go through our daily routine, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And right now we pray for her aunt, Lord. We pray right now for Sister Carmen's mother, Lord, in the name of Jesus, who has been hospitalized. We pray, Lord, and we send your word that way. And we say, turn that situation around in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, heal her, Father God. Minister to that body. Strengthen it where it is weakened, Lord. Remove every sickness. Remove every disease. Remove every infirmity. In the name of Jesus, Lord, make a way out of no way. Thank you for the doctors and thank you for the nurses. Thank you for the hospital facility. But, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we know that you are able. And right now we are praying, Lord, that you would turn that situation around and show her favor, show her kindness, Lord. Show her that you are God that's able to do the impossible. So, Lord, we give Sister Carmen, mother, to you. We give Sister Maria, aunt, to you. And we say, Lord, have your way. Even bless Sister Maria, Lord, as she celebrates Thanksgiving, as she celebrates life, as she prays you every week and every day, Lord. Minister to her. Bless her, Father. Give her joy unspeakable. Strengthen her when she's still and weak, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we lift her up to you, and we say, bless her, Lord. Breathe on her, Lord. Keep her in your loving arms, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I thank you for her, even as she always is mindful of other people who are less fortunate, Lord, even as you have given her a heart for those who are going through so much. I thank you for everyone on this prayer line, Lord, who stands in the need of prayer. Thank you. In the Jesus name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, Sister Maria. Amen. Continue to listen. We just love the fact that you have such a heart for the lost souls or people who are hurting, people who are without. And you always bring that to our attention. Like you said, it's cold. And sometimes we have heat or we have shelter. We don't understand or we forget sometimes that there are people who literally live on the street. So thank you for that prayer request. Amen.
I want to thank you both for praying for your prayer for this prayer line. And I want to wish you both, you and your family, a happy Thanksgiving and a safe one.
Same to you and your family. And Pastor Rebecca's here. But we love you and wish you and your family also a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Amen.
Love you.
Hallelujah.
Be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed.
We love you. Amen.
Amen. If there are any more prayer requests, again, we are going to pray for the gangbanger. We pray for the prostitutes on this line.
Yes,
we pray for those who are behind prison bars. We pray for those who are runaways or those who are on the streets. We pray for the backslider. We pray for those who are down on their luck. We pray for those who are depressed or hospitalized.
Yes.
So, Lord, we continue to pray. We continue to intercede. We continue to be prayer warriors. God, you told us to do this prayer live, and we're just trying to be obedient to your word in the name of Jesus. So have your way.
Lord.
If there are any more prayer requests, we want to lift that up before God. We've seen testimony. We've heard praise reports. We've heard such positive feedback from this prayer line.
Yes.
And we just thank God for every one of you. We thank God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, oh God. We worship you. We magnify your name. Let us continue with an attitude of prayer. Lord, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy, God. We thank you for your grace, oh God, which is upon our lives. Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, for being Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We thank you for being God all by yourself, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for being the lifter of our heads. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even as our burdens get heavy, that, Lord, you said, come to me, all who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So, Lord, even during this holiday season, oh, God, we ask, Father God, that you will encourage the discouraged on today, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we speak joy into the hearts of all, Father God, who are broken, all who are dismayed, all who, Father God, are discouraged, oh, God, even those who are depressed on today. We bind up those spirits, oh God, of depression, the spirit of discouragement, the spirit, oh God, of doubt, oh God, and disillusionment, oh God. And we speak hope and faith, oh God, and joy, oh God, to the hearts of your people. Oh Lord, let your power, oh God, let your dunamis power, oh God, flow through this prayer line and flow into the lives of each and every person under the sound of our voices, oh God. Yet will we praise you, oh God. Yet will we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, because you are worthy. God, there is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We, Father God, hallelujah, have made up our minds to praise you. We have decided, oh God, to give you the glory, oh God. Hallelujah. We are determined, oh God, to stay on the battlefield, oh God. We are determined, oh Lord, not to look to the left, not to look to the right, but to continue to keep our hope stayed on you, or keep our eyes on you, oh God. Keep our eyes stayed on Jesus, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we know that you are faithful to complete the work that you have begun in us, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we don't lean to our own understanding, oh God, but in all of our ways, we acknowledge you, oh God. Hallelujah. And knowing that you will direct our path, oh God, because you said in your word that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So, God, we trust in you on today, God, and we ask that you will continue to direct our path. Lord, we pray for those in the Philippines on tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will continue, Father God, hallelujah, to minister to those who are devastated in that realm, in that area, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, that you will touch those who lost their loved ones, and touch those who lost their homes, and touch those who lost everything that was dear and near to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, even during this season, oh God, that you will encourage their hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to send the help, oh God. Continue to provide the resources that they need, oh God, to replenish the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are able. We know that you can do all things but fail, oh God. Lord, we thank you for family everywhere, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, touch family everywhere. Touch our church family, God. Touch New Creation Christian Ministries, oh God. Touch the family, oh God, that assembles every Sunday, oh God, at 1482 Maple Avenue, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon, oh God, that church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you continue, Father God, to increase us, oh God, increase us spiritually, oh God, and increase us numerically, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us grow, Father God, in the things pertaining to your kingdom, Lord. Lord, touch every person under the sound of my voice. Nana moko shele eke nama, oh God, the dove strengthen them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Equip them, oh God. Hallelujah. Encourage them, oh God. Heal them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Enlighten them, oh God. Hallelujah. Give them wisdom from on high, oh God, even pertaining to your kingdom, oh God. Oh God, manifest yourself to us on tonight, God. Oh God, we need your glory. Hallelujah. We need your glory. Manifest your glory. Show us your glory. Show us your power, God. In the name of Jesus, we love you tonight, God. We bless your name. We worship you on tonight, God. When we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough, God. We glorify your name, God, during this season, oh God, of thanksgiving, oh God. Let every day be a day of thanksgiving, oh God. Let us praise you, oh God, in the sanctuary. Let us praise you in our kitchens, oh God. Let us praise you in our car, God. Let us praise you in the bedroom, in the living room, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us praise you on the job, God. Let us not forget the sacrifice of praise, God. You've been so good to us, oh God. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And that's why we praise you, oh God. Lord, you've lifted us up, oh God, when we were down, oh God. You picked us up, oh God, and put our feet on solid ground, God. You turned us around, oh God, and gave us a new way of living, oh God. You pulled us out of darkness, oh God, and translated us into your marvelous light, oh God. And for that, we are thankful, oh God. We praise you for salvation on today.
Yes.
We thank you for the blood of Jesus,
yes,
that was shed on Calvary, oh God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, hallelujah for the Garden of Gethsemane, oh God, even when Jesus had the opportunity to ask you, oh God, not to let him go through that time of torture, that time of suffering, oh God. He said, Father, if you be willing, take this cup from me. But then he turned around after praying three times and said, not my will, Father, but let your will be done. Let thy will be done. And God, that is our cry on tonight, God, that no matter what we're going through, God, that we say, not our will, oh Lord, not my will, not my will, God, huh? Not my will, but let your will be done, God. Oh God, we offer ourselves, oh God, as living sacrifices. We bring our temples to you, oh God, our bodies, oh God. Oh God, and we offer ourselves up unto you, oh God, as living sacrifices. Lord, have your way. Let your will be done, oh God. Oh God, forgive us for complaining, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for murmuring, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for grumbling against, oh God, our circumstances, oh God. But Lord, restore unto us the joy of our salvation, God. In the name of Jesus, we love you tonight, God. Oh, God, and even as the prayer has already gone forth, we pray continually for every homeless person, God. And we ask, Father God, that you will manifest yourself, God, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself mighty, oh, God. Show yourself powerful, oh, God, even in their lives, oh, God. Oh, God, touch every person who is lacking on tonight. Let us be your hands, and let us be your feet, and let us be instruments of your favor, oh, God. And let us help somebody during this season, God. Lord, you say you give seed to the sower, oh God, and bread to the eater, God. We ask, Father God, that you will continually increase our seed.
Jesus.
So that we can keep giving, oh God, giving to your church and giving to those who are needy and giving to the homeless and giving to the less fortunate, oh God. Lord, let us, Father God, continue to be the givers, oh God. Lord, bless us so we can be a blessing. We thank you, Lord, that we are blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just praise you for this time of prayer. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for every young person of New Creation Christian Ministries. We ask, Father God, that you will continue to allow your people to be planted, rooted, and grounded in the things pertaining to your kingdom, oh God. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in new creation. We bind up every evil spirit that's on assignment against your church and against your people. I pray for my family, God. I thank you for my mother, oh God, Mother May Thomas, God. I thank you, Lord, for her life, God. I thank you, Lord, for my sisters. I pray for my sister Renee on today, God. oh God, that you will encourage her heart, oh God, even as she, Father God, remembers her father on today, God. Lord, I pray, Father God, a special blessing. I pray, Father God, the increase of joy over her life. I bind up the spirit of depression right now. I come against every satanic attack, every demon on assignment that will try to come against Renee right now in the name of Jesus. I declare that she is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I speak joy to her heart right now. I speak life. I declare that she shall live with long life. Will you satisfy her? I break every chain right now and destroy every yoke that's trying to come upon her life right now. I speak supernatural healing over her life, supernatural healing. Renee, I declare you are healed in the name of Jesus. For the spirit of depression, that you are healed in the name of Jesus. For the spirit of discouragement, I speak joy over your life right now. Today, I speak joy. I break it off. I break every chain. I break it off right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for my sister Rashida, Barbara Thomas. I thank you, Lord, for losing and healing her, oh God. I pray for my family on today, Gary and Vonda and Jackie and Derek, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Mike, oh God, I pray for every member, oh God, hallelujah, of my family right now, my children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Put a hedge of protection around all of my family, my mother, her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. My aunts, my uncles, Lord, I pray for every family member of those who are on this line. I speak peace to your family. I speak peace to your family. I speak peace and healing and deliverance and salvation and joy, and I speak a power to your family on today. I speak reunion and restoration to your family right now. I speak wholeness to your family right now. I speak provision to your family. I speak love and reconciliation to your family right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible says if we declare a thing, it shall be established, and we declare that this is so. It is so. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and worship God. Give God some praise. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God. Oh, God, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise God anyhow. Open your mouth and praise him anyhow. Give God some praise anyway. No matter what's going on, go ahead and praise him. Open. We can't hear you, but God can hear you. Just give God a hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. I thank God for breakthrough. Lord, thank you for Sister Maria. And even as she's continuing to wait for the response, oh God, to her status or her request, God, I thank you for financial increase in her life. I thank you for favor. We thank you for favor, God, in the hand of the decision makers, oh God, that your favor is upon her life and your favor is upon her request. In the name of Jesus, that disability claim, Father God, shall be approved. We declare and decree it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we praise God even in this last few minutes. If anybody has a prayer request, just press 1. And we will pray for you. We will pray with you. Amen. If you have a prayer request on tonight, press 1. We pray for your Thanksgiving to be blessed. We pray against any friction or any schism and division in your family during this holiday season. I pray the peace of the Lord over your household in Jesus' name. And, Carla, we see your hand. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Area code 973, God bless you. We see that hand. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca. This is Sister Tina. I just want to call in. I was listening to the prayer that was going forth, and it was such a blessing to my spirit. Everything that you were saying when you were when Sister Maria called in, she also talked about the people out here who may not have different things, food and shelter, and we take for granted. So I just wanted to call in and say I am thankful for so much. I'm thankful for my family. Continue to pray for my mother and my siblings. Thank you for my church family. But I'm also thankful for this prayer line and thankful for New Creations being in my life. So I just wanted to call and say thank you, guys, for continuing to do what you're doing. You are a blessing to many, and what you do on the radio, what you do in your church, the way you live your life, kingdom living. So I'm thankful for you guys as well, and I just wanted to share that on the air. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Tina, for those kind words. Well, what a blessing to hear. Amen. Sometimes feedback from people, how they see and what they see. So we thank God, even as you have made that public, the appreciative spirit of this prayer line, the New Creation Church family, which is birthed this through Pastor Rebecca. We thank God for you also and your family.
Yes.
You've been part of this prayer line periodically, and we thank God for you. But as you said, that attitude of gratitude that God has blessed us, and we do need to remember those who are less fortunate. So thank you also for reminding us about that as well.
Yes.
And the heart and soul and humility that's on this prayer line every Tuesday, we thank God for it. Sometimes it's not easy doing the things of God, but it's mandatory, and it's something that he commanded us to do, to pray without ceasing. So we thank you for that, and we're just trying to be obedient to the things of God, but we thank you for those kind words.
Amen.
Yes, thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for calling in and expressing your gratitude. We love you and we appreciate you, and we thank God for you also and your connection to us. And happy Thanksgiving. Have a blessed day with you and your family.
Amen. Same to you, Mother. Happy Thanksgiving. Love you, too.
Love you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. What a blessing to have a call in with Thanksgiving. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Tina Lane. Amen. Hallelujah. My spiritual daughter, always a blessing to hear from her. Area code 321. Amen. God bless you. Welcome to the prayer line.
Amen. Praise God. Praise Jesus. I just want to thank you and share my gratitude and my Thanksgiving. You know, I came on the prayer line. As I came on the prayer line, and the prayers that went forth for the homeless, for those less fortunate, and it just reminds us of so much that we have to be thankful for. And I just thank God. I may be, you know, apart from my family members in different ways, yet at the same time, God has given me an opportunity to share this season with women and children who are apart from their families, and they're not going to be with their families for different reasons this season. And just being on this prayer line and in the prayer helped me to appreciate even all the more of the opportunities that God gives us in many ways to just be a blessing to others in the small ways, in the big ways, in so many ways. He shows us how to just bless others. And sometimes it's not in the ways that we think. It's not in all the extra stuff that we have sometimes. It's just being available to him to do what he wants to do through us. Sometimes it's just a listening ear. Sometimes it's a word of encouragement. Sometimes it is what we have, not the traditional things, but the things that we have, and encouraging others. So I just thank God so much for the opportunity that he's giving me, and he's allowing me to be used by him. And even in as I'm blessing others, I'm being blessed by them, because he just allows me to see that they have gifts too. They don't have a lot to give, but each one of them has something special that they have to give, even in the little things that they have to give. So this just, it just helped me. Being just hearing the prayer and being a part of the prayer tonight just helped me to open my eyes again to remember how thankful I am for the things that we take for granted sometimes, and how God blesses us to be a blessing and even to receive the blessing that he's giving us through others. And I praise him.
Amen.
Amen, Sister Amen. Rita. That was wonderful what you just shared. Everyone, that is Sister Rita, who is part of the New Creation Church family, and we thank God for her. Even as she said, we just ought to be appreciative and mindful amen, that God is blessing all of us. And no matter what our circumstances are or our situations currently, we can always be a blessing to someone in some way. So I thank you for that acknowledgement and also that insight that God allows us, amen, to always be in a position to bless somebody else.
Amen.
So I thank you for that. And that's what this prayer line is, something about the unique character that's on this line tonight. There is just a spirit of thanksgiving and appreciative understanding that God is always blessing us, even sometimes when it doesn't feel like it or look like
that's
it.
Right.
God is always blessing us. So thank you for that.
Amen. God bless you all, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Okay, happy
Amen.
Thanksgiving to you as well. God bless.
God bless.
Amen, amen. There's such wonderful pastor. There's just wonderful calls coming in tonight. And this is a prayer line, and we are praying and believing
yes.
God.
Yes.
But it's just good to hear sometimes the spirit of Thanksgiving, to be thankful.
Yes.
You know, my mother, even raising me, always taught me to say thank you and respectfully, you know, appreciate when people do for you. But I just thank God, even as we are reminded that we are blessed tonight. We are a blessed people. Amen. Even as we have the ability to pray to a God that gives us so many blessings that two are too numerous to count.
Yeah.
Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. We want to lift Sister Carmen up tonight. Let us pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
We pray for Sister Carmen, Lord. Even as she was in service on Sunday with some respiratory challenges, we pray right now, even, Lord, as you free up her breathing and free up the coughing, Lord, in the name
yes,
of Jesus. Whatever the diagnosis is, bronchitis, cold, or whatever it may be, Lord, we thank you for total deliverance,
yes,
Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, even as you prepare her to be totally healthy during this holiday season, to be there, Lord, with family and friends and loved ones, that you will allow her to be healthy, Lord, that you will deliver her from any infirmity, any sickness, anything that may try to, in the name of Jesus, dwell on her. Thank you for total deliverance, total healing, total freedom, Lord, from any kind of sickness or disease. And we thank you, hallelujah, that she's already healed by the blood and stripes of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, thank you for allowing her breathing and everything
yes,
that she needs to happen,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
in that temple of the living God to flow and to work according to your will in the name of Jesus. Bless her family, Lord. Bless her loved ones. Bless everything that she touched, Lord, and do during this season. Bless my mother, Lord, Mae Thomas down in Florida,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, even as she prepares, Lord, during this holiday season.
Lord,
glory be to God.
Oh,
for her sisters
Jesus.
And her siblings, Lord, her family and her children and grandchildren,
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Continue to bless my mother. Continue to pour out your spirit upon her. Continue, Lord, hallelujah, in her retirement state, Lord, if you will, to just keep relaxing and Father God, restoring her in every area that she needs to be restored in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So I thank you for her life, that you'll continue to increase her, continue to give her abundance,
yes,
continue,
God.
Lord, to make a way
yes,
where it seems
God.
To be no way in the name
thank
of Jesus.
You.
So bless even my mother, Mae Thomas, during this Thanksgiving holiday
yes,
week
God.
In the name of Jesus. Give her joy unspeakable. Hallelujah. Mother,
hallelujah.
Mother, we love you, we
yes,
see you,
hallelujah.
And we surely appreciate
thank you
Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We just send blessings your way. As your daughter and I are sitting here praying with the people of God, we thank God for you and we love you. Hallelujah.
Hey, Mommy, I love you. I love you. I miss you. And FedEx, if you need our account, we will give you the information so you can FedEx me a dinner. Potato salad, macaroni and cheese, collard greens. Sweet potato pie.
And one of them big cakes.
And one of them big cakes. Amen. We love you, Mom. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I am so thankful for my mother. Amen. Being in the land of the living. Pastor Anthony's mom went home to be with the Lord a couple of years ago, and we miss her dearly. We are thankful for our Mother May Thomas being with us and looking forward to seeing her soon. So God bless you, everybody. Look, whoever God has in your life, just appreciate them during this season. You never know who might need encouragement or who might need to hear you say, I am thankful to God for you. You know, so go ahead and express your gratitude to your pastors, to your parents, even to your children, and let them know that you're grateful to your friends and your loved ones, and let them know that you are grateful to them during this season for all that they do, amen, and the sacrifice that they make. And we, Pastor Anthony and myself, thank God for each and every one of you and your commitment to this prayer line and your commitment to us and New Creation Christian Ministries coming every Tuesday and standing in the gap, praying, interceding. There's something about intercessory prayer that gets to the heart of God. Amen. So we are grateful, touching and agreeing with you all 52 weeks of the year, that you never fail, Sister Maria, Sister Carmen, Sister Tina, Sister Mother May Thomas, Sister Reed, Evangelist, all of you who come on a regular basis just to touch and agree on this prayer line. We thank God for each and every one of you, and we love you, and we send kingdom blessings to you and your household. So happy Thanksgiving. God bless you. We love you, and we will see you. We will be in Bible study tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. There will be no meeting on Thursday. However, we will be in Bible study tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. for our word explosion. And we will be in church on Sunday. Listen, God is going to move. There is a word from the Lord. There was a power outage in Hillside on Sunday because the Lord, the fire of the Lord was in that place. And we are excited about what God is going to do on this weekend. It's intensifying. Every Wednesday and every Sunday and Thursday, he just intensifies himself and his presence in our midst. So go in peace. We love you. Prayerfully, we'll see some of you tomorrow. If not, come out on Sunday. We're at 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. We love you, and God loves you more. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Good night.